Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the risk management. It's part two, risk management. We've covered this before, but this time, you know, we've got a little bit more on the patient safety movement that's kind of working its way into your hospitals and so forth. Also, we're going to be talking about indicators of being too toxic. So we got those things to talk about, and if we have time, we got some other things, and we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you join me. And today's devotional is from one of my favorite psalms. It's Psalms 91, and I can actually pray this every day. It's kind of a supernatural prayer of protection. But, you know, you can ask the Lord to hide you under the shadow of his wings and ask him to be your shield and buckler. And he'll protect you from all the pestilence and all the nonsense that's in the world. The whole psalm is just a great promise. And God's words never come back void. So he likes it when you read his word back to him. He says, you're paying attention. So Psalms 91, you know, hit the knees, seek the Lord's face. Find the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, first up on the quacker, we got the bees, our little friendly pollinators. We've heard, I know you have, that some of our pollinators are at risk with all the colony collapse news that's been happening over the last several years. But now, this is a report coming out of the UK on the bee pollinators. They say that they're dwindling globally, and some species of bees have even made the endangered list now. They said Greenpeace also reports that crops require the bee pollination. A number of bee colonies, one bee colony, they say, per hectare, they dropped off 90% since the 60s. So that's, you know, when we started to get glyphosate, it was rolled out in the 70s. So I'm sure we had some other things going on before Roundup hit the agricultural area. Now, wild and domestic honeybees, they say, perform 80% of all the plant pollination. One bee can pollinate 300 million flowers in one day. One bee colony, I should say. And nuts, fruits, vegetables all require this bee pollination. 70% of the top 100 foods that we consume rely on bees. 70 foods provide 90, 70 of those types of foods provide 90% of the plant's nutritional needs. So bees are kind of important to us humans. And so so the study now out of the UK, Independent, says that a lot of the herbicides, pesticides, that are called neonicotinoid in nature are the culprits, so they ban them. But now, of course, Bayer AG has come out and say we have a new non-toxic chemical that is bee-friendly, and they are calling this new chemical flopyradifrione. And of course, the research out of the University of Würzburg, they decided they're going to check out the company's claims that this is not going to hurt the bees, and what they found was the opposite. This new flopyradifrione chemical, just one non-lethal dose, one application to the honeybees, they said had a negative impact on them. The bees, it altered their taste, their learning, and their memory capability, which is critical for these insects to function and to get back to their hives. So there you go. Not good. Well, ask the Lord to protect bees. Last but not least in the Quack Report, beetroot juice, they say, can decrease your blood pressure if you got high blood pressure. This is a study that was published in the American Journal of Physiology, Heart and Circulatory Physiology. They said if you supplement daily with some beetroot, it's a viable alternative for lowering high blood pressure. With just 8 ounces of beetroot juice, they said, also in the Journal of Hypertension, they said the same thing. So they said those that have a lot of heart disease, sometimes people with heart disease experience what they call overstimulation of their sympathetic nervous system, and this associates with higher blood pressure rates, elevated blood pressure, constriction of the blood vessels and so forth like that. And so, but you know, another wonderful herb that's great for dilating blood vessels is hawthorn berries. It's been scientifically proven to do that just as well as anything out there. Also, if you're looking for beetroot, it's in the body food mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And also motherwort, if you got a little of that heart flutter going on. So there are other viable alternatives, as the study has said. And God provided that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Taking a break. We'll be right back. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Why? All right, we're going to be talking about risk management part two and also about the new patient safety movement that is within healthcare. Now, back in 2014, I did a report on the risks that, you know, patients take when they enter the hospital. Frank, you remember that report. I know you do. He actually inspired me to do it. So back then, recorded statistics, let's say for 1999, that were recorded by the Institute of Medicine showed that over 200,000 preventable hospital deaths. However, that was the recorded cases. The 99 study suggested that as medicine becomes more complex, the risk of death is going to be higher. And with regard to the 99 report, preventable death risk, they say, was more likely 400,000 patients, so double that 200. So the American Association for Justice has actually confirmed the equivalent of the entire population of Atlanta, Georgia, that's 400,000, die in hospitals every year, and is these are preventable deaths, they say, and it's the third leading cause of death in the U.S. So we're going to be informed, and we're going to be proactive, and we're going to protect ourselves, and we're going to check out this movement called patient safety. Well, this is really an advocate movement that's multiplying. You know, the topic of medicine really gets a lot of media attention. And it can attract, you know, politicians and celebrities and Fortune 500 companies that, you know, it's a way of improving their image. And, yes, the patient safety movement is underway, and there is a foundation called Patient Safety Movement. Now, if you join their ranks, you can actually win a fishing trip with former President and First Lady Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. So this advocate group aims, they say, to accomplish, quote, zero preventable deaths in hospitals by the year 2020. So humans are not perfect. And to create a nearly perfect hospital environment, well, you'd have to remove the human hospital staff. So technology will be used within medicine to help lower the preventable mortality rates in your hospitals. Now, this all sounds like, you know, a worthy goal. However, technology can be hacked. Programs are created by imperfect humans. I highly doubt that an Android accountant is going to be a CEO of a hospital authority, but, you know, I could be wrong. Well, let's look at this hospital shakeup just a little bit because, you know, normally with hospital authorities, if you ever worked at one like I have, they have a certain organization or structure. And they usually have a CEO, accountant, or business professional at the top, you know, the bean counter, as I like to call them. No offense to any accountants out there. That's not, please don't misunderstand. Anyway, so they have the CEO, accountant at the top, and then there'll be the hospital administrators, the human resource folks that, you know, that used to be called personnel. Don't you love it? Now we're resources. It's called human resources. Also, doctors, then nurses, then the assistant staff, as well as dietitians and cafeteria staff, janitors, laundry, housekeeping, etc. So it's really no surprise that physicians have been challenged lately with a lot of test competitions that involve testing new software and technology that reduces things like misdiagnosis, medicine errors, surgical mistakes, all of which imperfect humans can make. So the hospital of the future is going to be somewhat streamlined to include, of course, your CEO, accountant, business professional at the top, administration, policymakers, then health technologists, which are going to be your patient monitoring by third-party entities, okay, because they've noticed that in-house hospital nurses and so doctors are usually they tune out a lot of the alarms on the equipment because they hear them so much. And so they found that when they outsource the patient monitoring to a third party off, you know, off the premises, patient mortality, you know, risk dropped.
by, I think it was 30 to 40%. So that's what they're going to be doing, as well as software developers will be in your hospitals, engineers, also people called supply chain. These are the folks that are going to help manage big data management systems. And also your doctor and your nurse, well, they could be replaced later with better software. I call them the doctor kiosk. You know, you just type in your symptoms and it spits you out a diagnosis. But anyway, also, you know, you're probably going to see more robots and also your patient safety advocates. Can't forget those folks, right? Let me read you a quote from the patient safety movement. They said in 2018, the Patient Safety Movement Foundation held its sixth annual World Patient Safety Science and Technology Summit, and they announced the impact they are making. And but, you know, if the patient safety movement pushes for a lot of technology and robots to replace, let's say, health professionals, will these non-human entities still need malpractice insurance? Will that industry take a hit? I don't know. But one thing's for sure, we hear that they're going to be pushing this whole, you know, patient safety movement. They're going to be patient for zero risk. Well, I think it's going to be zero accountability, to be honest. Okay. The American Association for Justice has also confirmed that with the rise of patient advocates and malpractice premiums, there are people working behind the scenes to influence legislation and Congress to significantly limit access and accountability. So family members who sue on behalf of a deceased person, they're hitting roadblocks in establishing injury and who was at fault. And this is all because, you know, there are legal snafus now helping protect hospital authorities and medical professionals. So imagine the accountability mess now when machines and software gets hacked, if that's involved, and someone gets harmed. So how can a robot or a computer program not do its due diligence and be found negligent? Think about this. I know people say, well, if it's the hospital's, you know, property, we're just going to sue the hospital. Well, the hospital's just going to say, you know, we purchased this software from this Fortune 500 company. You know, it's point the finger, you know. It's zero accountability in the works. Well, let's look at some hospital facts. There's nothing like facts to kind of seal the deal. According to the U.S. Health Affairs, one in three hospital patients will experience a medical error. The event that should never happen are happening. These events are happening in hospitals all over the United States, as reported by the Archives of Surgery. So these harmful patient events happen, on average, they say, 40 times per week. So malpractice lawsuits account for about 1% of all the healthcare costs, according to the Congressional Budget Office, and medical negligent lawsuits are 2% of all the civil cases, according to the National Center for State Courts. So what are we talking about? What we're talking about really is not so much patient safety. We're talking about patient harm, aren't we? Let's get our terms straight here. Here is a quote from Dr. Teja Gandhi, National Patient Safety Foundation, who says, if you ask the public about patient safety, most people don't really know about it. If you ask them the top cause of death, most people wouldn't say preventable harm, end of quote. No, they wouldn't. They'd say, you know, tobacco, cancer, heart disease. They'd say something like that. They're not thinking, you know, doctor can harm them. Here's a quote from Dr. Eric Thomas. He's a professor of medicine, University of Texas, Houston Medical School. He says, if we can clarify for the public and lawmakers how big a problem these errors are, you'd hope it would lead to more resources toward patient safety, end of quote. You'd hope. You would think, right? So what are the chances, you know, if you go to the hospital, I hope you don't have to, but if you do, what are the chances that you run into one of these, you know, harmful events, right? Because most folks have a positive outlook, you know, they're going to go visit the hospital for treatment. It'll be just fine, you know. Well, the reports that I read kind of border on somewhat of the bizarre happening that, you know, what could go wrong, right? And for no reason. Evasive procedures are going to offer really the most risk. So anything that's evasive is the one that's going to open you to these events, you know, higher risk of having something happen. Let me give you an example. The Novant Health of Forsyth Medical Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, accidentally exposed, supposedly, 18 patients to a rare degenerative and fatal neurological disease called CJD. CJD. So this disease is due to a rare protein which can survive on the surface of surgical equipment even after standard hospital sterilization. So about 1% of the CJD cases are attributed to contaminated surgical equipment. What are you going to do about that? We got more examples, but I know I'm bumping up to this break, so hold on to your hats. We'll be right back. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about this new patient safety movement, our risk management part two series here. And, well, you know, there's certain procedures that we're going to open you up to more risk, as mentioned before the break. So patients that are going to be especially at risk, if they have the following procedures, so do your homework. If you're having transplants, if you're having human growth hormone treatments, any surgery that would involve the brain, spinal cord, or eye tissue, and people can also acquire this type of CJD neurological disease if they have contaminated blood, and they can get that from a blood transfusion. You can also get it from eating contaminated beef. It's like a prion disease, okay? It's a protein. Now, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, the number of CJD cases is nearly doubled since 2008. And as some of you may know, Listerine was first developed as an operating room disinfectant. It was used by Dr. Joseph Lister in the late 1800s. Did you know that, Frank? I think you did. Yeah. Listerine is an OR scrub disinfectant. And you guys are gargling with that. Yeah. As toxic as it is, Listerine still isn't strong enough to kill infectious prions that can cause those neurological diseases. So Johnson and Gibbs have concluded that the risk of contracting CJD from a blood transfusion is low. And so they don't test blood for these prion diseases. So prion sterilization methods on equipment, you know, are laborious. They're long and costly. So since infection rates are on the rise at hospitals, you have to wonder, did they abandon the critical level of sterilization that is necessary due to excessive cost? Now, it is estimated about 10% of the hospital patients in the U.S. will be infected with a hospital-acquired infection, which accounts for about 2 million patients a year. So the infections that patients can pick up at the hospital are going to be viral, bacterial, and fungal. They can get bloodstream infections. They can get pneumonia. They can get that from the ventilator-associated type of pneumonia strains. They can get urinary tract infections, you know, catheters. They can get antibiotic-resistant bacteria like MRSA, VRE, and also they can have infection of the surgical site, okay? So the most common hospital-acquired infections are in order of prevalence. Urinary tract by 36%, surgical site infections by 20%, and bloodstream and pneumonia were tied for 11%. So the countries with the lowest incidence of hospital-acquired infections are Switzerland, Belgium, and Italy. Now, I was at one of my book signings years back, and for the Power Herbs book, and I had this farmer and his wife walk up to my table, cute as a button they were, and the farmer was kind of quiet, tall, in his farmer overalls, okay? He was looking like a farmer, and he says, "Little lady, I got a question for you." He says, "I just had a knee transplant." He just had, you know, new knee, and he says, "My doctors and my physical therapist can't get the heat out of my knee." And I go, "Heat?" And his wife said, "Touch his knee." So I put my hand on his knee. I mean, mind you, thick overalls, right? Thick overalls. And his knee was hot. It's like he had an electric blanket under there. And I went, "My goodness." And so nobody can get the heat out of your knee. And he said, "No, ma'am." And he says, "It's aggravating." I said, "Okay." So I said, "I can tell you what I would do. I'd go home and I'd put a castor oil pack on there because castor oil draws. There may be some impurities still in there you picked up at the hospital. So go get some castor oil, a couple of bucks, bottle of castor oil. Warm it, but don't boil it. Put a cotton washcloth in there, wring it out, and then put it over the knee, and then, you know, kind of cover it maybe with plastic wrap or another towel just to keep things neat, and leave it on for about 20 minutes. If you need to repeat it, you can." Well, his wife called my radio show the next weekend and told me, "You know, that worked." And I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of figured it would." So sometimes, you know, simple things for, you know, common ailments, you know, it's there. All right, so hospital admissions, though, guess what? They're down. They're down. That's right. The good news is hospital admissions have declined. The bad news is it's not because folks are healthier. The advisory board for Rutgers released details on why hospital admissions have dropped. The underlying factors they cited were changes in health insurance and the government health care policy. And also stock shares in hospitals and insurance companies dropped 2 to 3%. Well, you want to stay informed. You do. And you want to be proactive, you know, and staying out of the hospital is the goal. Yes. So I find that healthcare medicine, you know, they're good for trauma, you know, and but I'm leery of everything else. So if you find yourself at a hospital, you know, the goal is to vacate as soon as you can. So for hospital infections, what I like to use is herbs. Like I'll use garlic because it's very broad spectrum for viruses and bacteria and fungus. Maybe even some colloidal silver topically. You can also add some ginseng and echinacea root for immune system help. Now, I vary the herbs a little bit for things like your pneumonia that people pick up and sepsis and urinary tract infections. So I have separate formulas for those. So I'll use the kidney bladder cleanse kit for the UTIs. I'll use the pneumonia kit for, you know, bronchitis, pneumonia, respiratory. And then, of course, the blood cleanse in a short burst for the sepsis. So that's just how I do it. If you're interested in any of those products, though, they're available. You can stock them yourselves. And they come with instructions. The powerherbs.com is where you want to look at them up. The Power Herbs. Or you can give them a call if you don't do the internet and get a catalog. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, that beet juice is in the body food mix. You just add it to juice, stir it in, there you are. I know I'm going to be talking a little bit. I probably won't have time today. But next time, Thursday, on the Thursday show, I'll be talking about motherwort because I've got a lot of calls lately about that. So we're going to be talking more about motherwort in a little bit. But right now we're going to talk about how do you know if you're toxic? Are there any indicators that can your body let you know? You may have some toxicity you don't need to hold on to, and a cleanse is in order. Well, a lot of people have wondered, you know, is my body harboring dangerous amounts of toxins? Are there significant indicators that can help me identify the toxins or that if I am toxic at all and what I should do about it? You know, wouldn't it be great, though, if you could, you know, whip out a detox guide and look up a chart and see what your symptoms and match the toxicity and know what to do about it? Well, a book like that most likely would put a lot of medical professionals out of business, you know, because you would be too smart, see. But, you know, diagnosing, after all, is supposedly their business alone. But I have to ask, statistically, how many people successfully diagnose their problems? You know, a lot of the internet now has a lot of information and people are kind of doing it. So it would kind of stand to reason that if licensed medical doctors can misdiagnose a patient, why can't a patient find a cause of their own condition and look for ways to resolve it? Right on, right on, right on. All right, so before the economy kind of took a turn there a few years back, the statistics were showing that 50% of people weren't going to the doctor, and they were only going if it was a last resort. One internet survey said that out of 2,000 adults, 38% of them said that they researched their own conditions themselves. 48% said they correctly diagnosed their problem, and they were, like, ecstatic about that. You know, they got a confirmation somewhere, you know, from another professional, I guess. So we're really not talking about hasty internet searches here. We're talking about people digging for the information, right? You know, you can find a lot of information at your libraries, your medical libraries, and then you can also run your findings by a licensed practitioner, you know, your medical general practitioner if you want to. The reality is self-help is a big deal, and it's here, and people are doing it because, you know what, God says you're supposed to take care of yourself. Herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and he can't lie. So there's nobody that can take that from you. All right, let's look at some toxic indicators. Some of these indicators can tell you there's an underlying problem that you should be taking note. Something as benign as hives, you know, can be more important than just an immune system response that's nothing. So you got to be aware. Hives can be something serious. So when the skin erupts with hives, it's characterized by intense itching, elevated welts, patchy redness. And it can indicate more than just an allergic reaction to, let's say, a medication. It could be a reaction to an infection or even a bug bite. So hives is really congestion of the capillaries, and the skin blotching is pressure that the skin cells are being emptied of the blood supply in that area and then bleeding in another. That's why you get that blotchy look. So this can indicate a big problem. It can even be life-threatening, especially if there's a bullseye pattern on your skin. About 15% of Americans have hives. So it's not something you just want to brush away and say it's nothing. It's just a little reaction. Could be a big one, okay? So hives could be an indicator. Don't think it's something minor. What do they do for hives? Well, a lot of times if you go to the doctor, you'll get hormone treatments, antihistamines or antibiotics, depending on what they suspect is causing the hives. So if the hives are caused by, like, physical exertion, trauma, you know, heat sensitivity, they're going to disappear on their own. Don't worry about it. Other hives can be reactionary to toxic substances, and the type of toxin is going to indicate how the body handles or determines the severity of the hives. So most cases of hives can resolve on their own in a few hours. More severe ones can take days to clear up. And I see the clock, Frank. I'm not blind. I know we got to take another break. So we come back. We're going to look at some more causes, some natural solutions. Be right back.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Talk. Great music here, Frank, on the bumper. Well done. All right, we're talking about toxic indicators. One of my herbal professors, he had a clinic for many, many years, and he told me that if the blood system and the liver are healthy and clean, you won't have hives, That's what he claimed. Even from a bee sting, I said, you can't, I mean, most people swell up and they get some reaction. He said, yes, even if you get a bee sting, he said, the sting of a bee or wasp irritates the system and creates a cascade of poisons causing large whelps. This can also happen if a person, he says, is allergic to certain foods or combinations of foods and eats them and then gets the hives afterwards, and it's called an allergic reaction. Also, people can get hives from physical exercise. So hives can be really debilitating with swelling, especially around the eyes. They can swell them shut, or if they're swelling near the airway. So if this is the issue if this is the tissue involved, it's believed there is really too much acid. My professor said there's too much acid in the blood system. We call that having dirty blood, okay? The pH is off. And so a severe case of hives really, he says, stems from a congested bowel. So it's really the elimination channels are backing up a lot of the toxicity, and it's in the system. And you've heard me, if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it more than once, you want to cleanse the system the opposite of way it cleanses. So you have a free flow of toxins leaving the body, so you don't have this toxicity level and the pH off and the metabolic disturbance. So the way the body gets rid of toxins is the blood will send them through the liver. The liver neutralizes them by manufacturing enzymes. The residues go through the bowel and urinary and out of the system. So if you're going to cleanse, you cleanse bowel first, open up the elimination channels, then urinary, liver, gallbladder, and blood system typically is always last, so last cleanse. I cringe when people say, I just did a total body cleanse. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, because cleansing can be taxing, and if you just try to dump too much too quickly, you're going to notice. You are going to notice. I also have another story to share with you. I'm into stories tonight, Frank. Friend of mine from England, West Ender, she had that Cockney kind of accent. She's married to a Brit, you know, from London. They were lawyers, they were over here. They had five kids, five sons, all playing soccer with one of my sons on a soccer team, and that's how we met. But anyway, she called me up, or if you're in Britain, she rang me up, and she asked me to pop round because she got bit by a bee or a wasp or something, and she didn't know she was allergic, but she really swelled up. So I said, okay, I popped over, and she says, oh, and bring your herb bag. I said, okay, and so I did, and my bag of herbs that God says here heal the nations, always great. So I get over there, and yeah, sure enough, she got bit right around that knuckle on your wrist, and she was all swollen up, and her husband didn't believe in health insurance, so they didn't have any. And so she was kind of vexed at him. And she was like, his name is Ben. She says, Ben. And she had this red streak going from her wrist to her underarm. She goes, Ben, it's going to be hot, Ben. And Ben was just saying, you got an herbalist. What more you want? So I said, okay, so here's what I would do. And her name was Lorraine. I said, Lorraine, this is what I would do. So I gave her some anti-inflammatories. I gave her, you know, some herbs for that. Okay, not Aleve. I gave her willow bark and meadow sweet. And then I gave her a little bit of an immune system to neutralize the toxicity and a blood cleanser. And I also gave her the skin poultice on the bee sting site to dry out the venoms because, you know, obviously it's there. So I had an appointment, so I said I had to go, but I will check on her in a little bit. And I didn't even get to call her. She called me about, I want to say, 2 hours, 2 hours later. And she goes, you are amazing. And she says everything was pretty much back to normal, no red streak. She was doing well. I said, well, I can't take the credit. God's herbs are good, and, yes, his herbs can do that. So there you go. So, I mean, you have that power. Everyone out here on this planet has this power, right? Yeah, God God, it's an extension of God to you, to you know, get over these things. Now, if you go to the emergency room for stuff like that, we had a gentleman up the road here go to, it was in the paper, it was a big deal, got bit by a copperhead, went to the emergency room, was there 8 hours, and observation gave him, he knew it was a copperhead, so they gave him the antidote for copperhead, and they watched him and then sent him home. Oh, my God. It was, what, $90,000 medical bill, right? Right. Okay. Well, makes my snake bite kit look a little more reasonable, doesn't it? You can, yeah, yeah. All right, so if you know the snake, if you know the spider, if you know what it is, you have half a chance, you know. If you're worried about it, go to the hospital. But if you're out in the wilderness, and you know what? It works on pets. I had a black lab that got bit by a poisonous snake. Foot all swelled up. Looked terrible. Took him to the vet. I thought he stepped on glass, to be honest. I didn't know he got bit by a snake. And so since I didn't see the snake, they couldn't do anything. Sent him home. And so I put a cone on his head so he didn't lick his foot. And see, pets, they metabolize the venom okay, unlike us humans, but it's the site, the bite site that's bad. So the skin kind of turned necrotic and fell off and real messy. And so I had to work from inside the lab and put herbs into him instead of on the outside because it was just too tender. And within 2 weeks, it was like he never got bit. I mean, you want to see, I mean, the vet I thought was going to pass out, you know, when I took him over to show her. She goes, what did you do? I said, I used herbs. They were ready to do skin grafts and all kinds of things. And I'm like, no. Oh, my goodness, what a vet bill. I mean, okay, if you take your dog to the vet for a snake bite and they treat him, you're looking at $900 bucks. So, you know, other toxins that can show indicators are mucous membranes. Cell, you know, the cell surface mucous membranes, they can produce, more secretion. That could be an indicator. So it'd be necessary to check that, and tearing up, things like this. These are all indicators. There's toxicity as an irritant. So if you get a lot of watery eye going, here's some other big classic indicators, tonsils that swell, tonsillitis. Those are filters, and they're the only gland that manufactures an antidote to polio. It's no coincidence when they started taking out tonsils because they're of no use. There was a polio epidemic. Mm-hmm. Strep throat, ear infections, dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, these are all kind of indicators there's some toxicity, and a lot of times it's eating white flour and eating too much dairy. Those are the two big. It's yeah, you could say it's a food allergy, but basically those things kind of congest the system, and then at your weakest link, that's where you're going to have a problem. So sometimes, you know, success is using the tools, cleanse the bowel, cleanse the blood system, cleanse the liver, and you won't have a lot of those reactions most people do. I know when people get off dairy, their allergy responses drop to almost nothing. You know, they don't have the seasonal reactions to pollen. So we're walking around, and we're kind of allergic to our diets, basically. And a lot of what's in milk and a lot of what's in wheat, GMO, gluten, isn't natural anymore. Did you got, what, 6, 7 drugs in a glass of milk? According to Dr. Mercola, they analyzed the glass of milk. And there's hormones in there. There's antibiotics in there. God knows what else, but there's drugs in there. So, you know, a lot of people like to use vinegar. Vinegar is very good at helping. I know it's kind of, you know, acidy, but when you put an acid fruit like orange into the system, lemon, lime, it has an alkaline effect in the system. So you shouldn't really worry so much about that. So there's tools to help you cleanse, and that's what we have kind of specialized in for 18 years, the cleanse and nourish effect, immune boosting. That's their niche, and that's what we're pretty good at. So we can help you figure things out. And if you get a lot of throat infections and stuff, it could be as easy as, you know, getting off dairy products or going gluten-free. So, and there's so many options out there now. You know, Frank, I mean, you could get almond milk, coconut milk. They got ice cream sandwiches made with that stuff, and they're so nice. You know, if you like ice cream, you're not going to miss the dairy, the cow's milk kind. So, and by the way, cow's milk isn't going to give you the calcium you need because it's not got the balance of calcium, boron, and magnesium. And people say, well, I need strong bones. Well, have the cow get strong bones. Eating plants. Plants have your calcium, magnesium, boron, perfect chemistry. And God did that because we're supposed to eat more plants. Yep. Eat more plants. Go light on the meats. Go certified organic. You'll be satisfied in less volume because of the nutritional content. But if you have trouble from time to time getting in those good meals, just slide in some body food mix in your juice or smoothie, and you can cover the bases a little bit there. So thepowerherbs.com if you want to check it out. Of course, you can call for a free product catalog, and we can help you detox. We can help you immune boost. We can help you. We can just help you. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and it puts the power back in your hands, and it's professional strength formulations that you will not find in stores. So if you want some power, if you want a game changer, check this out, the Power Herbs, 866-229-3663. And I know I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Most people realize their body needs clean water to function properly. Pure is the cleanest water, also known as distilled water. Some frauds pushing fake science and ignorant people repeating their disinformation and half-truths will tell you distilled water leaches minerals from the body. What they fail to tell you is distilled water only attracts and flushes inorganic minerals from your body. These are minerals your body cannot process and can interfere with your proper body functions. Distilled water does flush these inorganic materials from your body and is an effective and natural way to cleanse your body. ABR sells a distiller that distills 1 gallon every 3.5 hours. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com, click on the superstore, go to the distiller, check the pricing and how to order, and watch the video explaining in detail why distilled water is pure water.